we've updated the bee importation legislation to fetch it into line and to make the legislation more robust, because the previous legislation was made under an act that has now been revoked. So we wanted to tighten the legislation. There's not been any major changes, but we have made some clarity around the importation of used bee equipment and what that includes. And we've also included some bee products that are often used in beekeeping, and we've put some restrictions in place around those. So although some of those, such as beeswax, can still be imported, the products need to have undergone some level of processing to ensure that they're as much as possible free of diseases and pests.
And what risks would the importation of bees or those beekeeping materials actually pose?
We're very, very lucky on the Isle of Man that we are free of many of the bee diseases and pests that are all over the world, including England. So we are currently varroa free, which is a bee mite, and we're free of the American and European fowl broods, which are bacterial type infections. And these infections and pests can have serious effects on our bee population. So it's really important that we do everything we can to keep those pests and diseases out, to protect the Isle of Man bee population. We're in a very lucky position. There's very, very few places across the world that have such healthy bees as what we currently have. So we want to do everything we can to keep those bees healthy.
And how will the legislation be enforced? Are there penalties and consequences for non-compliance?
Yes, there are penalties. So up to £10,000 penalty, which would require prosecution. But there are penalties that can be applied if, you know, unfortunately people don't, you know, comply with the legislation. But we really hope that, you know, education and, you know, getting the information out there, that hopefully everybody will be very sensible and not do anything to risk our really good, healthy bee population.
Some people might wonder whether this could impact beekeepers or honey production on the island. How would you respond to that?
So there are potentially some restrictions, as I said, around particularly beeswax that many of the beekeepers use, but they are able still to import beeswax as long as it's been processed in a set way. The other restrictions, such as the import of bees and some of the bee equipment, were already in place. And to be honest with you, any good beekeeper on the Isle of Man would not want to risk disease getting into their bees because that could have devastating effects. So it's really just encouraging people to do, you know, what they should be doing as a good beekeeper anyway.
And just lastly, are there any additional steps that local beekeepers or even the wider public can take to actually help support the island's disease-free status?
Certainly, if anybody is visiting bees or any beekeepers in particularly in the UK that are coming across here, then ensuring that they, for example, make sure their vehicles are clean if they're coming across on the ferry. For anybody that is, you know, importing any form of goods, making sure that there isn't any random bees hidden in woodwork, etc., when they're, you know, coming over, because unfortunately these things can be unintentionally imported as well as imported intentionally.